Including the sacrificial sign, love for mankind. This is human whole nature through the pure virgin blood of God, who supernaturally conceived by the coming of the divine spirit and by the will of the eternal Father. O Christ Jesus, wisdom and peace and power of God, who in thine assumption of our nature is suffer thy life-giving, saving passion, the cross, the nails, the spear and death, mortify all the dirty passions of my body, thou who in thy burial didst spoil the dominions of Hades, bury with good thoughts my evil schemes, and scatter the spirits of wickedness, thou who by thy life-giving resurrection on the third day didst raise up our fallen first parent, raise me up from sunk in sin, and suggest to me ways of repentance. Thou who by thy glorious ascension didst deify our nature, which thou hast assumed, and didst honor it by thy sitting at the right hand of the Father, may be worthy by partaking of thy holy mysteries, of a place at thy right hand among those who are saved. Thou who by the descent of the Spirit, the Paraclete, didst make the holy disciples worthy vessels, may be also a recipient of his coming. Thou who art to come again to judge the world with justice, grant me also to meet thee on the ground, my Maker and Creator with all thy saints, that I may unendingly glorify and praise thee with thine eternal Father, and thine all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Sovereign Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who alone has authority to forgive men their sins, overlook in thy goodness and love for mankind all my offences, whether committed with knowledge or ignorance, and may be worthy to receive without condemnation thy divine, glorious, spotless, and life-giving mysteries, not for punishment, nor for an increase of sin, but for hallowing and purification, and as a pledge of the life and kingdom to come, as a protection and help for the destruction of enemies and for the blotting out of my many transgressions. For thou art the God of mercy and compassion and love for mankind, and to thee we send up the glory of the Father and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. I know, Lord, that I partake of thy most pure body and precious blood and mercy, and that I am guilty of eating and judgment to myself by not discerning the body and blood of thee, my Christ and God, but taking courage from thy compassion, I approach thee, for thou hast said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Therefore have compassion, O Lord, and do not make an example of thee, a sinner, but deal with me according to thy mercy, and let these holy things be for my healing and purification, and enlightenment and protection, and salvation and harrowing of body and soul, for the turning away of every vain imagining, and all evil practice and diabolical activity working subconsciously in my members, for confidence and love towards thee, for reformation of life and security, for an increase of virtue and perfection, for fulfillment of the commandments, for communion with the Holy Spirit as a provision for eternal life, and as an acceptable defence at thy fearful tribunal, not for judgment or for condemnation.
Not Eulenius from Vosidiascio was the morning sun.
Сами себе друг друга, и живот наш Христу Богу продлить.
Jako blagoszelek niebiesku jest je w niebie słabo strajny, a co słońce podupu, i nie widzno, i wody, i wykło.
Begotten thee, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, even after the order of Melchizedek.
In the city of Christ our God, and shall hold the light of knowledge upon the world. For there are those who worship the stars. Son of righteousness, and to know thee that they see from
и во веки веков.
Oh.
according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east unto Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they saith unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least amongst the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
So
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's rather difficult to sit down today. In the Gospel today, we have the story of the wise men. And the wise men are people who have longed for many, many years to encounter and realize what the truth is. They have meditated for many years upon the hope that they will one day encounter absolute truth. And so they have, by tradition, prayed. And they have asked God all the time, show me truth. Show me the way to find the truth. And then they are told in a dream that the truth that they have been yearning for has indeed come to the earth. This truth that they have longed for, this truth that they have yearned for, is at last amongst them. I wonder what they thought as they set out. I wonder what they thought that they would encounter. Perhaps they would think they would encounter someone in a palace, someone with immense power, someone with worldly influence. Perhaps they thought this. They set out and they followed their yearning as they followed that star. I wonder what they thought when that star led them not to a person of vast worldly wealth, not to a person of vast earthly influence, not to a person with any kind of power, but just a little baby. I wonder what they thought when they presented their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh in a stable, in a cave. I wonder what they must have thought as they knelt before a defenseless child and realized that in that child is the truth. In that God incarnate upon earth is the absolute truth that they had yearned to encounter, that they had yearned to meet. They had journeyed far. They had journeyed into danger. They had encountered treachery with Herod. They had encountered many dangers. And there, in quietness in the cave, they knelt before the incarnate Son of God. I wonder what was in their minds. I wonder what was in their thoughts and what burning there was in their hearts. And now we have come and we have gathered in this beautiful church. We have come to kneel before Christ our Saviour. We have come with a yearning and a deep longing to encounter the truth of Christ. We will indeed find that truth as we gather in this place. Not for us is all this razzmatazz of Christmas long gone. It's quiet again now. That is why we are so blessed. For we keep Christmas on this day, when the world has got on with its business and has started all its ways once again. But we can stop still, just for a day, just for a moment. And in that stillness and in that moment, we come to the Christ child and we kneel in love before him. What will he do with us today? How will he change us today? Will he renew our yearning and our faith? Will he give us consolation as we encounter him? Indeed, I believe he will. For this is a grace-filled day. And when we come with an open and a yearning heart, Christ our Saviour will indeed fill it with his love. The manger, in some sense, is in our heart, is within us. And the Christ child, at least for one day, let him be laid in the manger of our hearts, so that when we say our prayers, and when we go deep inside ourselves, it is Christ our Saviour that we encounter, and no longer our pride, no longer our grief and our envy, and all those things which keep us from God. But we encounter Christ our Saviour. Today, this holy day, this beautiful, beautiful holy day, let us come. Let us come before Christ our Saviour as a tiny, defenceless little child, showing us that God's love for us is so great, is so immense, but he has sent his only Son for our consolation, for our comfort, and for our way of encountering the truth and the life. A very Merry Christmas to you all. God bless you.
Let us say with our whole mind and our whole soul, let us say,
O Lord, Lord,
Lord, Almighty God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
As we wander upon the borders of brightness and mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Moscow, Russia, for our master, the Reverend Metropolitan, first Hierarch of the Russian Church of Rome, and for all our brotherhood in time.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the much suffering lands of Russia, we pray for these, for their Orthodox peoples, both in the homelands and the diaspora, and for their salvation.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
First hierarch of the Russian Church abroad, and our mother, and may the Lord God remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. For and the Orthodox people of the suffering lands of Russia, Ukraine, and the East, both in the homelands and the diaspora, for the Orthodox people of this land, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. For those who are sick and those who are suffering, for those whose lives are filled with anxiety, pain, or bereavement, for those who have been driven from their homes and forced to live in exile, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. For clergy, monastics, and laity, and all who are persecuted for the Orthodox faith, especially those who reside in the Holy Lands and the Balkans, for the founders and benefactors and adorners of this holy place, for you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Thank you.
New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins.
Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
now upon his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may deliver from all tribulation, wrath, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Give us the mercy upon us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. Commend ourselves to one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
And without save us, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, to dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
Yeah. тому зиму нагорожимо Бога. Я в шахах твоїй віці, і дом свідчення моєї душі, покажи мене вишення. Я в житті покрив косі, подобною мені душі цей житті. І ще чують прикоснувшися в святі, і ще чують прикоснувшися в і в мені вірю. І зв'яжу, і прикоснувшися в житті. Я в житті послушався мені, Верните я путь, и я чистый, и целенький я. Еще мой послушайся, верши, он на ус, и я чистый, и верши твои, и я чистый, и верши, и верши, и верши, и верши, и верши, и верши, и сюда будет искусный, и святая, и святая, и святая, и святая, и святая, и святая, вот я жизнь, и восхищение,
Thank you.
in the fear of God with faith draw near. Thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, that is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe this is true thy most pure body, this is true thine own most precious blood. Wherefore I pray thee to have mercy upon me. Give me my transgressions, both voluntary and involuntary, whether in word or in deed, in knowledge or in ignorance. About save me to partake without condemnation of thy most pure mysteries, unto remission of sins, and unto life everlasting. Amen. Of thy mystic supper, O Son of God, today give me a partaker. I will not tell of thy mysteries unto thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief will I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, not unto judgment nor to condemnation, to partake in these sacred mysteries. Be unto me but health in mind and in body. Amen. Most precious body of God, of our Lord and God,
Lord, please, Lord,
Thank you.
upright, come and partake of the holiness, pure, immortal, and life-creating, dear sisters of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto them all.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, and send us have mercy upon us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
And we ask that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless. Let us commend ourselves to one another and all our life unto Christ our cause. Now and ever and on to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace.
People and bless thine inheritance, preserve the fullness of thy church, sanctify them that love the beauty of thine house, do thou glorify them by thy divine power, and forsake us not that hope in thee. Give peace to thy world, to thy church, to the priests, and to all thy people, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from thee, the Father of lights, and unto thee do we send up glory, thanksgiving, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Of his most pure mother, of our father amongst the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose liturgy we celebrate, and of the holy venerable martyr, the Grand Duchess Elizabeth, the patron of our church, and her nun companion, the martyr Barbara, and of the holy and just ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us, for he is a good God and a friend of man. To go. Remember that we have Christmas dinner after this in the church, as long as you've brought something to eat. And the other thing is that our dear Metropolitan is coming all the way from New York. He will be here on the 22nd of January. And if he had a crowd like this that we want, it would be amazing. So do come on the 22nd of January. It will be the first time our little parish has ever had the Metropolitan on a Sunday. He has been here once before, and I think there were about 10 of us in church when he came. So he would be wondered, amazed, if you all turned up to see him on the 22nd. And my dear chap will be ordained subdeacon on that day. Anyway, Christmas to you all. It's so wonderful and beautiful and marvelous to see you all, and that God has sent you all today. So, a very, very happy Christmas to you all. Present!
Thank you.
Thank you.
think probably there are too many of us to try and do so. When you get home this evening, then do your Thanksgiving prayers. I think there are too many of us all gathered in it. It's all too exciting. So please say your prayers when you get home tonight. Most important, there were moments in the liturgy today that were most beautiful. And why it was most beautiful? Because you were all praying in union together. And that makes such a vast difference. When we are all one, and we are all offering ourselves to God, all together in one moment, sometimes it is extraordinary, and it is amazing. And there were moments in the liturgy, I felt your union. I felt union with you and with God. And that is extraordinary and exquisite and wonderful. And we should treasure these moments. They are very, very special. So, God bless you, Christmas. Thank you for your prayers, for your support, and for the love that you pour out in this place. It's really wonderful. So, God bless you and keep you. Now let's get some food on. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.